Pubcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Like, we produce our product and it's in people's hands in 2 to 3 weeks. And there's beautiful, like, lavender has, yes, I think we all know it as something that's aromatic, right? It smells good. It's calming. But actually, it's an incredible antiseptic, and it is a beautiful formulator or formula stabilizer in terms of preventing, you know, bacteria from growing.
Welcome to the Liberated Healer Podcast, where we touch on a variety of topics in the world of spirituality, energetic healing, and everything in between and beyond. Take an adventure on a shooting star with your host, Gina, and offering their wisdom, guidance, and everlasting love and support.
Hi, everybody. I have a fabulous woman on, a beautiful soul, Jody Scott. And this is one of her products. It's called Green Goo. And just so you know, this isn't a paid sponsorship. She did send me some products, but we need to support people that are doing this work. First thing I want to say, this is not easy to do. Coming up with a product and putting it out there, let me tell you, one of the hardest things you can do, especially with the rules and being a company such as this, it is not easy. We need to support these people. So I'm welcoming Jody Scott here today to kind of tell us her tale about why she's passionate about alternative medicine, a champion for mental health, and doing business for good. So welcome, Jody, to the show, The Liberated Healer.
Thank you, Gina. It is wonderful to be here with you. Appreciate it.
Aww. So yeah, just going back again, I haven't personally had a product, but I've had friends that have had like one product, and just having to go through the loops of things to get it made and approved and all the different laws and things like that. It's not easy. So that's why I brought that up right up front. And so I really do feel like we need to support the people that are getting quality stuff to us that doesn't have a bunch of stuff in it. And if you've heard any of my episodes, people, you know that we look at the toxicity in our environment and in products, basically how it can cause autism, unbalance your hormones, and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to let Jody unpack that and tell us a little bit about her story and how she got here.
I love how you underscore the importance of protecting the integrity of a product and how challenging that can be. And that very much honors a beautiful segue into how we started Green Goo. And so my sister's an herbalist and a midwife, and I was pre-med. And, you know, we lived very clean lives. You know, we were using natural personal care products, organic foods. But when you went into our first aid cabinet, it was full of all of the one-time use, chemical-laden, traditional legacy products, plastic containers, you know, phthalates, which we can talk a little bit more about later. So all of this waste going into the landfill, and we were making that exception. And so we started visiting with other folks and digging into the first aid space even more. And we realized the natural consumer was willing to abandon the natural ethos because they were told things like Neosporin, hydrocortisone, calamine were the only products that could get the job done. Mm-hmm. And then the conventional consumer was like, you know, I really don't care what the ingredients are. And we're still learning, you know, what these ingredients do. We just want something that works better. We're looking for higher efficacy. And it's interesting because, you know, chronic skin conditions are at an all-time high. And the topical therapeutic market only accommodates to acute skin conditions, meaning if you have, you know, a product that you use and symptoms persist after 5 to 7 days, you have to go see your physician. And that's not really accommodating to someone who has a chronic skin condition. So my sister and mom and I, so all three of us together, we thought, can we make plant-based solutions that are superior in efficacy, but are 100% plant-based and sustainable, and bring in packaging that doesn't have, you know, the phthalates leaching and so forth, and bring a little personality, you know, bring some fun to a space that has otherwise been fairly stale. And so Green Goo was born. And to go back to, you know, how you opened up our discussion, is that we almost didn't get to scale Green Goo because the process is so unique. So we actually bring the plant to our manufacturing facility where we take it through this infusion process. We yield high amounts of the medicinal properties of the plant. And then these custom oils go into all of the products. So you cannot get a blend of these products, a blend of these oils anywhere on the market. They are custom that we make. And the richness of extracting ourselves allows us to really improve that efficacy and also eliminate any potential sneaky ingredients that could be coming in. And so no one was doing this. And no, so
you're talking about like eucalyptus, rosemary, lavender. I mean, organically made, grown. And that's a process.
It is a process. And that's why it works. And we had so many manufacturers just like, nope, 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 we're not going to do it. And it really took a manufacturer whose son had eczema, and we met him at a trade show, and he, you know, he was sharing with us his son's chronic skin condition. We sent him home with our dry skin formula. And a week later he called me and he was like, I don't know how we're going to scale this, but we're going to do it because the world needs these products. This is the first product my son has been able to use that is not a prescription medication, and it's working. And that product is used by Johns Hopkins in their scleroderma and skin condition department to date. So protecting the integrity, the process, and the ingredients were just so near and dear to us. And I'm just so grateful that we were able to preserve that and then be able to serve our customers in such a meaningful and effective way.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I have here Free to Breathe. And so I have it by my bed. So you guys see it. It's like this really great. And sometimes I'll put it on my chest. But I'll tell you a secret that I'm doing right now. I'm starting to get a little bit of loose skin here. And I'm on podcasts all the time. I'm like a little bit aware of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I just turned 54. So it's going to happen. But my sister-in-law,
you would never know it, just for the record.
Thank you. My sister-in-law is not a dermatologist, but she works in the skin field. And she was like, just go get one of those microdermabrasion things and just do it every night, like right where you want, because it has little needles and it helps pump up the collagen. So I've been doing that with this every night.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, and what you'll find is your skin becomes very hydrated as a result of using these products, because so many products on the market actually pull the moisture out of your skin. So they'll give you a temporary look, a temporary anti-aging effect, but then in fact, the exact opposite happens. And then you get these free radicals, and then you have oxidation, and then it pulls the moisture out. And so, you know, with the Green Goo products themselves, it probably goes against like capitalism, because the more you use these products, the less you need them. They're just so incredibly effective. And that Free to Breathe product that you use, so that's a Vicks vapor alternative. And what we found was that a lot of people were using this product and putting it underneath their feet because they thought it helped them sleep better, boost their immune system. And the interesting part is, like, the traditional vapor rub is a petroleum-based product. There are no sleep properties in it. There's no, you know, immune properties, antiviral. So what we did is, when we were making our Free to Breathe, we added in, to your point, lavender, rosemary, different sleep properties, ravintsara for immune system. And so I literally put this product on my feet every night before I go to bed. And mind over matter, I sleep better and it feels so good. And I have soft, you know, soft feet to add to it. And it's just lovely.
Absolutely. Okay. So you had, I have to remember some of the other products, the toothpaste, which is really yummy and refreshing. Another first aid one, I guess you have a similar base, but it would have different ingredients on there. You had this face wash that it kind of feels like almost like olive oil was it, and it was really hydrating.
Yeah. Well, I'll unpack all of that for you. So, our first aid formula is probably the product that people know us first and foremost for. So it was meant to be a topical antiseptic, but we're always looking at like our mantra is obviously efficacy first, ingredient second. But then into that, we want to bring minimalism into your home. We want you to reduce the waste. And so we're like, well, will you see when you open up your first aid cabinet, people are looking for pain relief, anti-itch, speeding up the healing, slowing down the bleeding. Well, why doesn't one product just do all of that instead of having, you know, 10 different products? So the first aid formula is your first aid kit on the go. It has 11 herbs in it, plus essential oils, all plant-based oils. And so you get this rich infusion. And so, and then how the plants work together, like plantain by itself is nature's band-aid, you know, yarrow by itself, you know, can have some pain relief properties. You bring these things two together, they help stimulate the wound area, increase the oxygen flow, and then improve the healing. And so you'll find that like for the first time having first aid on the go with you is like so cool because you've never had it before and you're like the problem solver. Like someone gets hurt and you're like, here you go. I got green goo. And kids love it. It's goo goo for your boo boo because it takes the sting and the itch out. So you actually feel the pain relief. Dogs love it because I mean, neomycin is toxic to animals. There's no great over-the-counter solution for your pets for wound care. And most of the time, you know, they just want to lick it because it's irritated. So not only are we providing an antiseptic component to it by taking the sting and the itch out, the dog can just like leave it alone and they can lick it and it's okay and it's not toxic. So that's super fun. And we've been using that product all over the world with World Vision, brought it into their remote emergency medical care practices. The Mandela Foundation had it in their hospitals that were transportable. And what was great is, you know, you go into these rural areas, it's very difficult to bring in a lot of different, you know, antibiotic products, wound care products. And then what would be really nice is if you could bring in other kinds of medicine. So by reducing your footprint of what you need to bring, you can then bring food and you can bring other resources. The military takes this product out with them. So it's really fun.
I have a question. So, I mean, when my dog gets hurt, I put Neosporin on him because it's like, I think of it. So that's probably not good for the dog then.
It is not. No.
Yeah. And see, that's
green goo.
You're trying to give love to something you love. And I have to also say, I'm one of those kind of people that I get nauseous going into the big, you know, big pharmacies and stuff like that. And just look and go, do we really need 500 different kinds of X? Do we really need another, even in grocery stores, you know, do we, you know, I just really, it's gotten kind of out of control. And a lot of it, most of it, has fillers in it. I mean, I had a pharmacist on about, they created their own, probiotic. And, because the probiotics have filler in it, you know what I mean? That say natural and all this stuff. And honestly, I got a little bit of flack. People are like, oh, you just have a product on. I go, I didn't charge these people to come on the show. Like, I want you guys to have healthy probiotics, and they only have like 12 ingredients in theirs and some
of
the
other. So great.
But it's people like you that are like, hey, we can really get down to the nitty gritty here. Get rid of all that other shenanigans.
Information is power. And that's what I love that you're out there, you know, bringing this information to improve their health and wellness, improve their happiness. There's something to be said about, you know, I mean, we call it food for your skin, but we're learning so much more about how the skin and mindfulness impacts consciousness and then how that impacts like, your ability to be present and do good in the world. So I really think it's all intertwined. And, you know, I could go on and on there.
I'm working a lot with mental health because of my book that's coming out in June about healing suicidal thoughts. And, you know, we teach using every sense to figure out what would work for you. And like the smelling of eucalyptus or something like this, right, is like, it's a sensory thing that takes you out of a moment if you need it, correct? Exactly. And you're a well-being person, yeah.
100%. So when we're formulating, we look at like the Ayurvedic relationship and how we may be able to enhance your mood. So for example, we have some deodorants that are, one of them is a calming deodorant, and it has different essential oils and adaptogens and herbs in there, like ashwagandha, holy basil, reishi mushroom to be calming. And then you have our clarity, which really like heightens your mood. And so then you've got the essential oils and the herbs that balance that out. And it can just be incredibly powerful. And to your point, the opposite can happen, like in terms of, you know, having phthalates and parabens and fragrances. I mean, phthalates is the number one produced chemical in the world. And the U.S. produces 1 billion pounds of it alone. And this is an endocrine disruptor. And so, you know, think about, and that really comes from packaging. And so it's not just the ingredients, it's also the packaging that you're, you know, bringing into your home. And so, you know, that's where it comes back to that knowledge is power, and your endocrine system and your hormones. I mean, that directly is a very, you know, clear path to your overall mood and psychological balance for sure. But I'll tell you, go ahead.
No, could you repeat that word for me again?
Phthalates.
Phthalates. I really don't know anything about phthalates. It's in everything.
It's in plastic. So that's where you can really avoid getting like the most of the phthalates. I mean, parabens are going to be, you know, ingredients that are often different kinds. That's going to be in the product. So that is something to keep the product stable. And there's plenty of natural alternatives to parabens, meaning different ways to keep your formula stable. And, you know, a lot of these came from the Industrial Revolution. They've only been around for the last 100 years. We wanted to scale product. We wanted to give people, you know, the bigger bang for the buck. So put a lot of fillers in there. That's when plastics became, you know, part of the containers and the packaging to go, you know, out to these people's homes. And we didn't have the transportation or the technology that we have today. So, you know, something may take years to get someone's door, but like, today we have Amazon, we have technology, we have great, you know, transportation system. Like, we produce our product and it's in people's hands in 2 to 3 weeks. And there's beautiful, like, lavender has, yes, I think we all know it as something that's aromatic, right? It smells good, it's calming, but actually it's an incredible antiseptic, and it is a beautiful formula stabilizer in terms of preventing, you know, bacteria from growing. Calendula flowers, one of my favorite flowers, antifungal, anti-yeast, antimicrobial properties. Not only does it serve the product well to keep that stable, but it also has that purpose for you as well. And learning so much about, you know, skin health and your mental health has been a total full circle for me. Like, we were talking earlier about psychoneuroimmunology and, you know, basically the relationship of your mind, body, and immune system. And we're learning that our skin, the largest organ, has a greater impact on our homeostasis than we ever knew. And there is enzymes in our epidermis that are directly related to anti-aging and longevity. And I think we knew this, right? When we're excited about looking at beauty care products that are going to make us look younger, like from a DNA standpoint, but I don't think we really understood the power that our skin has in our longevity. There's something called telomeres. And when you look at your telomeres, these are the end caps of your DNA, you can get an idea of what your health and wellness and longevity is, the length of those telomeres. And the shorter the telomeres, you know, they start to unravel. And that's when you can have, you know, different medical issues start to present themselves. And that enzyme is in your skin. So things like calendula, we are identifying as a plant stem cell. and that it actually helps nourish your skin in a whole different way. So like we at home, we'll call it like butter up or salve up. And we'll literally put our salve, like a green goo. You can pick the repair, you can pick the first aid, you can pick the tattoo. I mean, whichever one, you know, resonates more with if you have drier skin or if you're, you know, out in the sun more, what have you. And you just butter up after you get out of the shower, you put your bathrobe on and you let your skin just like soak it up. And literally the next morning, my mindset is different. Like I feel different. I feel like recharged and rejuvenated. And I think it's like this food for your skin. It is nourishing your skin and like looking at it from a different lens, other than it's just something that protects us from everything. And we just want products, you know, from an anti-aging standpoint.
Gosh. And you do have such a great calming energy. And, you know, I mean, we know that plants have energy and spirits, and they communicate with us. They know we're such a big part of our healing, and they have supportive energy. And this is just another level of support that they can give us if we give it the respect. And that's what you are doing. And instead of, you know, taking the poor lavender through all its hard work of making the flowers, and then you just put it into a product, and then you slab all this other goo, other bad goo, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's like, it's disrespectful to the plant that how hard it's worked to be supportive of us. It's almost like another, you know, disrespect that the plants are getting, to be honest. And, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I just,
I want to sit with that for a minute, because it was so beautiful and so deserving in this. You're right. And these plants work so hard to serve you and give you their medicinal properties. I mean, they give their life to you, you know? And so protecting the integrity of the plant to be able to serve, you know, us and its medicinal properties is such an incredible gift. And it's, and you know, these are old processes, and really these plants have been here for a long time. And when we formulate, we're really careful about that. We don't pick plants that, you know, are going to be harmful to the planet as well, that if we overproduce them or over harvest them. And a lot of these are just weeds, and they don't need a whole lot of water to grow. And the more you harvest them, you know, the happier they are. And it's pretty special, the gift that they can give you.
Well, gosh, it should smell really good where you are too. I want to have a quick little story for people though, because I tell this once in a while, and this is really appropriate because, I don't know, I wanted to illustrate this, but a flower when it's blooming and then it's like fully looking at the sun, and then it's time to die. It knows it's going to die. It, you know, this whole thing is about surviving. It survives as much as it can. It'll move into the sun. It'll move, you know, it's all about survival. And when it realizes it's not going to survive anymore, right before it's going to die, it pushes all of its seeds out onto the ground so other flowers can grow. Mm. It is a consciousness to perpetuate life. It's deep. It's not beautiful. It's not a little thing. Each one of these. And so, that's, you know, a part of what you're bringing to the table. That people are, they are so short on time, but we need to have conscious companies that are building things like this that I can put on my, you know, counter and access them when I need to. I don't have time to go ahead and squish all this stuff up and to make it and stuff and to research it and figure it out. So, you know, that's why I love these kind of brands, because it's like you can just kind of let them do that, what they're good at. Fill it up, and then you're done. You're done for the day. You don't need to go buy 10 different things. You don't need to go. And I know deodorants is a big deal. We're putting those under our arms and it's going into our lymph nodes.
Oh my goodness. Don't get me started on deodorant. So I find it's like, we're always looking, all right? We're always looking at the transdermal absorption of your skin, because there are different places in your skin where you absorb more or less. And that is important if, you know, you need to have a stronger systemic relationship with these products. And we'll put a pin in coming back to the opioid crisis and how some of these products have been able to help in that situation. But it is fascinating to me how in your armpit, apparently there's about a 70% absorption rate. And when you look at your armpit, you recognize that that tissue looks different. It feels different. It's next to your lymph nodes, you know, like it's doing a lot of work. And all we've ever cared about is like, we don't like the way it smells. So we're going to, you know, put whatever chemical we can in there to combat the smell. And we now know that that was the wrong choice, right? Like all of these chemicals and, you know, your body is absorbing it at a 70% plus rate next to your lymphatic system. And so we've been talking a lot about what ingredients not to have. And aluminum gets a lot of the credit. There are so many more ingredients that are in your traditional deodorants that you should be staying away from. But then my sister and I, when we were formulating, we were like, why are we just talking about what not to have? Like if this is a place where there's a high absorption rate, why aren't we doing more for our overall health and wellness? So that's when we put in there adaptogens and, you know, ginkgo biloba and, we were talking about reishi mushroom and vitamin C. And so we put all these different vitamins and herbs in the deodorant so that it would be good for us like internally. And it's been really interesting to experience the change in our own, like my own, like armpit, if you will, like I don't smell, you know, like I'm using a natural deodorant, but it's because like this, like your body loves it. So it's just like soaking it up in the greatest way. And, you know, my sister and I are like, well, maybe the armpit's like the new portal. We're going to find more research and data around like what we can be doing to like, you know, manage our health and wellness with our armpit.
I think overall, we're going back to the nature. I mean, we lost it. I'm doing a documentary on this suicidal ideation thing, but a lot of things I'm looking at is where did we go wrong? As in, when we became more wealthier, we had much more medicines. Why is everybody so depressed? And why is people so ill? Way more than we ever were hundreds of years ago. Like the correlation is kind of interesting about, you know, and so I find this fascinating. I think also one thing is that, these chemicals kill our white blood cells. Mm-hmm. Okay. And our white blood cells are our superpower. Constantly our body is such a miracle, you know, just constantly these little like trucking white cells, you know, when I've talked to cancer doctors, everybody has a little bit of cancer somewhere, but your white blood cells kills it. Right. You know what I mean? So we got to do whatever we can do to support those little guys so they have do their job. But when you kind of compact this over and over again in 10 different directions, you know, what do you have to do? I just read a whole other article about another woman, a famous woman who got sick because of all the chemicals they were using just to spray her garden, and she was inside the house. Mm. So you know what I mean? So you think it's not there. You know, it's like, oh, my gardener's taking care of that. It was a wealthy person that I knew. But no, they got really sick because the gardener was overusing it in there. And so...
Yes. And it goes into your water system, like what you put on your body, not only are you absorbing it, but it goes off into the water system, which then goes into our food system. And then it's just this continuous cycle. I mean, talking about plants, we've only identified, I thought I saw a study that we've only identified like a third of the plants on the planet. But unfortunately, like plants are also dying at an exponential rate because of our impacts on this planet. And so when I look at these products, I also think of like, we are voting. We are making a difference. We are saying like, we care about the environment and our health and our neighbors. And it's like your neighborly duty, you know? And it's an opportunity because like you said, these things have become systemic in terms of these chronic illnesses that perhaps we could eradicate, you know, with a little bit of change in our lives. And you talk about the white blood cells. So it's been really interesting also being psychoneuroimmunology, master's in health psychology, just so passionate about this like relationship. And there are more studies coming out now where the like Journal of Behavioral Medicine partnered with like the Journal of Dermatology and recognizing that mindfulness can actually improve your white blood cell count and reduce inflammation. And so there's a direct relationship with even being able to reduce like eczema flare-ups by practicing mindfulness. Yeah. And so I'm really excited about the plant renaissance is here. Like 10 years ago when I was talking about a plant-based first aid product, like my buyer at a pharmacy was like, really? Like this actually works? And I'm like, just go home and try it. And thankfully, like he did. And, you know, he moved forward with it because he was able to experience it working. But I think people were not ready for the plant renaissance the way that they are today. And they understand more about ingredients. And there's more research and data now going into supporting these alternative modalities and seeing that there are real results and that we can have this holistic integrative approach, mind, body, spirit, in improving and maintaining our health, but really even improving it. So I'm excited to be a part of that today.
Yeah. And following me, so my doctor is both Eastern and Western. And so he always tries a lot of like different things before he will go to more of the Western medications for really bad illnesses. And he's got Native American in him. So he's he loves this kind of stuff. But he was also telling me a story about how they discovered black walnut was a good anesthesia because the natives found it because they follow nature. So they had these big trees, these black walnut trees, and then walnuts were falling down into the water and all the fish were coming up, like all like, you know, passed out. And so they're like, there's something in those walnuts. And so they used it to do anesthesia when they had someone who was sick before there was a hospital, before there were hospitals. There was a time where we didn't have all this stuff. So they follow the nature. So that must be so fun for you too, to kind of go, oh my gosh, a new thing to look
at. It is. And you think about like most of the modern Western medicines were inspired by, you know, plants and seeing their efficacy and how they could model it. And then if we can then, and I use this as an analogy, like us being able to use the first aid in remote emergency medical care practices in these areas where wound care took up 70% of their medical assistance. Well, as soon as you bring in a solution to wound care, then you can start looking at, you know, this child who may have diabetes or this other person who may have cancer. Like you can actually elevate your resources. And so I look at this as the same way from like a natural medicine standpoint is that, you know, by having this as more of our go-to, you know, we're not only like cleaning up our environment, but we're protecting our own health. We're also saving it for like when we need that modern medicine intervention that, you know, we've been able to tap into scientifically to say, you know, this is going to advance us medically. Like, that's a great thing to have. And we've preserved our body. I mean, every surgeon will tell you the best patient that they got to work on is the healthy one, you know, and you get better results. So the more we can preserve our health to be prepared for, you know, heaven forbid an accident or, you know, an unusual circumstance or disease, you know, you'll really be able to maximize the results with modern medicine.
Yeah, well, it's obvious your passion is here. I'm just going to reiterate a few things that people know. First off, this is a woman's own business, so we need support. It's just it is a little bit more challenging, just so you know. It's cruelty-free, which is a big part of my heart. I mean, do we have to see any more of those poor rabbits videos on Instagram? I mean, it's terrifying. And if you go out and buy a lot of these products without, I mean, that is actually what you're supporting. I mean, we have to become better humans and see where our stuff is coming from. And I know that it's a terrible thing to think about, but, you know, really, it's there. We got people that are doing cruelty-free, especially in America, that means they love what they're doing because they are up against a lot of stuff to be able to, I mean, it's not cheap, believe me, to become organic and to be cruelty-free. If you think about what they do in Asia, they don't care about cruelty-free. They don't make them do that. That's why they don't do that. So a lot of products sell over there. But you're talking about like these big, big name products. And if they don't have cruelty-free, that means they really don't care about kind of this, the end result of, we're doing for our people. And they're just trying to make money. And we don't need that anymore. We have enough people doing that, you know? Jodi was Entrepreneur of the Year 2022. She has a Master's of Science in Health Psychology, CEO of Spry Life, co-founder of Green Goo, which is what we talked about first day most, and a board of director of Melodial Global Health. So I just wanted to give you a little bit kind of ending in the wrap up, which we will post everything here for people to see and find you. But we champion you for helping to put some good stuff. You know, people, farmers are putting good food on our plate. People are giving us good medicines. You know, I would love to see a world where this kind of company is the ones that are, you know, ranking in the billions of dollars versus, you know what I mean? Versus the other people that are just like getting so incredibly wealthy and then, you know, not even care about the millions of people that are dying underneath them and suffering. And there's karma and there's energy with that. And so you can't be a liberated healer and and be that kind of stuff.
Well said.
I want to do two different things. I do want to talk about the opioids. You said you had a comment, a pin that you wanted to talk about that before we go and leave you with final comments.
Yeah. So this was just a real epiphany for my sister and I when we realized how these plants can have a systemic reaction, of a very internal way of showing up. And this customer was Jane Doe number one. She was the first person pulled from the World Trade Center. And she had significant injuries. And, you know, as a result, became dependent on opioids. And so, you know, fast forward about 5 or 6 years, she's ready to start the journey of stopping the opioids. And she said the only product that worked for her was our topical analgesic, our Green Goo pain relief. And so she had emailed asking for larger volumes of it. And thankfully, someone raised their hand and brought that email to me so I could reach out to her and get a better understanding of what her needs were. And, you know, she shared videos with me and how these awful, awful, I mean, I don't even think tremors is the right word to describe it, convulsions going through these various stages and phases. And she just said she just kept lathering up the pain relief, and she could just feel her body calming, and just smelling it helped her calm as she could just like meditate and navigate through that. And it was so beautiful because, you know, a couple years later, she sends me this amazing picture and she's like in Disneyland with her family. And she's like, I am opioid free. And it was just, these products, like here we'd made this as a pain relief product for bruises and like, you know, if you have an injury, and never even realizing, you know, the next level at which these products could serve you in terms of a more internal systematic way. And so that was just a special story, and she's become a dear friend, and
that's wonderful.
Proud of her. So proud of her.
You know, I found as I became more spiritual, I became more sensitive. You know, that was my journey, but you know, I'm just so sensitive, but everything, it's what I eat. You know, if I was like, well, I'm just going to eat something really bad today, I'm like, well, I just feel really bad for like 2 days after that. If I do use, like, I'm so sensitive now, which is really interesting too, because there is this respect and spirituality too in healthy products. If you eat organic food, you know, I try to remember the farmers that picked them and, you know, how to care for them and, you know, weathered the storm so that, you know, they couldn't blanket and cheat and do the things that were really going to, I mean, when you start to look into it, you know, you'll feel like the system failed you at a moment when you really start to look into it, like things like what they do to make some of these fruits and vegetables, you know, and what they have on there. You would be angry. Some people I was getting angry about. I don't get angry very much, but it's like, you know, even going into Whole Foods. So I had another gentleman on the other day who's, I'm going to put him in touch with you because you guys, David Steinman, but he's done almost more of the lawsuits in US than anybody against products.
Wow.
As a whole,
incredible.
Literally like 50 lawsuits he's generated himself with full on lawyers just paying for it. And one of the biggest people that are against it is the California olive oil. It'll say like California olive oil. I just saw it in Whole Foods the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't say organic on it. You feel like because you're in Whole Foods that it's organic. And he said the way that they sweep the olives and what they're spraying on there, and he has all the, he pays for all of this scientific, he has scientists
good
on
for him.
He paid and now just going and suing them and stuff. But just because you're in a health food store, I mean, does not mean that, you know, you're feeding your child some, you know, olives that have been sprayed. It is insulting to me at this point.
It is. And I think you nailed it too. Like the veil is thin in the sense of your presence, your spirituality, our being. The veil is thin. And the more you live that authentic, spiritual, clean life, the closer you can get to that, that beautiful light. And things like phthalates and bad food and plastics and, you know, all those things, they get in the way of the veil, you know? And so I love how you made that connection of realizing that when, you know, you've become more sensitive, and I really think it's like, you're just more in tune and you recognize how these things get in the way.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Do you have anything you kind of want to leave us with today, or a thought that we didn't go through that you think is really important?
I'm just grateful to be here with you and thank you, you know, listeners, and, you know, take a moment of gratitude and I just appreciate spending time with you.
And I want to thank, your lovely, person who's been helping you, Mike, and, all of the, scheduling changes. He's been really great and patient. It's so nice that you have a great team behind you who's supporting you and, you know, and just anybody, if they're interested, we're going to link everything for you to find, all her products and everything, and, supporting you to make better choices if you can, if you want. If not, you know, whatever, we're still going to be here doing this. And much love to everybody. And this has been the Liberated Healer. Thank you for sharing. And it lets me, you know, and if you can, anybody can like or do all that good stuff. It really does help me be able to continue to do this since, you know, it's a lot of work and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Gina. Such a treat to be with you. You are a light. So thank you.
You are too. We look like
I love light. It. I wish.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can find us online at theliberatedhealer.com, on Instagram at Liberated Healer Podcast, or on Facebook at The Liberated Healer. Give us a follow, subscribe, send us a message if you so feel, and thank you for your support. Podcast.